This is KCUR 89.3. Logan Black is an Iraq war veteran and an actor. In the last couple of years, he's moved Kansas City audiences with a play he wrote about his relationship with a dog named Diego, trained to sniff out dangers in the war zone. With another run for the show this month, KCUR CJ Janovy spoke with Black about a tough challenge for the play's future.
Diego, wait.
The first thing Logan Black does when he gets home from his day job is go for a walk with Diego, a big yellow lab. Black was Diego's handler in Iraq, and thanks to his elite training, Diego saved countless lives, while the two formed a bond like father and son. But Diego hasn't been well.
The last couple of weeks, he's pretty much just stayed laying on my bed when I come home, and he only gets up when we go out for a walk. So the fact that he's moving on his own now is a really good sign.
Diego is 11 years old. A bulging disc was pinching his spinal cord. Black had to carry him outside to do his business.
So he really didn't have control over his back legs very well. It was excruciating for him. And the kind of pain that he could barely make a sound. He'd have panic attacks, pant very heavily, excessive drooling. So I knew he was in a lot of pain.
Fortunately, Diego's medicine is working.
Tramadol for the pain and prednisone for the swelling, which come with peanut butter, so that makes him pretty happy. Good boy.
Diego's a good boy in more ways than one. His military title was Specialized Search Dog. His job was to find weapons, ammunition, and explosives. They cleared roads of IEDs, and they searched homes, and they discovered stockpiles.
We found over 250,000 pounds of weapons, ammunition, and explosives. And when I left Fallujah in 2007, I was told by Explosive Ordnance Disposal that no dog team had been as successful as we had. So if he wasn't the best dog in the entire Operation Iraqi Freedom the year we were there, he was definitely in the very top.
That much is clear in the play. For most of the show, Diego's off stage. He only comes to life through Black's storytelling. But there's one key moment when he appears.
It doesn't matter how big or small the theater is that I've done this in. That moment, you can feel the room change in a way that I actually haven't encountered before in theater. It's a really tremendous moment when they see him, when they see a dog actually come out on stage. And there he is.
Black has had to start thinking about the inevitable. And not just the painful decisions most pet owners ultimately have to make. He also has to think about the future of his one-act play, which is increasingly in demand.
At first, I thought he can't be in the play anymore. He can't do the show. And at the time, I was thinking, well, my option is to continue with the world that I've already built and established that he's an imaginary factor in the play. I interact with an imaginary dog. I rub the ears of an imaginary dog. I play fetch with the imaginary dog.
Black knows that someday the show will have to go on without Diego. Just not this week.
And now he's got a bone, which I think he just wanted to show off. Get it.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovy.
Bond, A Soldier and His Dog, runs April 22nd through the 24th at Johnson County Community College. For details, go to kcur.org/arts.